Okay, good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's daily pre-market trade plan live session, which is your opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. I hope you're all keeping well. Great to have you with us as always. We're beginning to see a little bit of joy, perhaps, in our current trades. It's kind of making slow progress, and there is an important element to be mindful of in terms of we're always looking ahead to see what's likely to impact our decision making, and Friday's PCE numbers are likely to be that pivotal point for these markets this week. So we do look at today. Now is Wednesday the 27th of March. We're closing out the not just the calendar month but also the quarter as well. So we've had an incredibly bullish, euphoric kind of market rally, and we're seeing a little bit of softening just as we close out the month. We think that's probably likely to continue, perhaps more so up till Friday's PCE numbers. So a few things to keep an eye out for. So let's get straight into it then. Good morning, everyone. Please see our risk warning currently up on screen, and just as always, be mindful of the risks involved in trading these financial markets. Okay, so all profitable traders need to consider which markets to trade. Of course, trade selection. Then where do we enter and exit? So there's the levels that you're looking at. Risk management. How do you sort of keep control over your management, over your exposure, sorry. And then trade management as well. And all mixed up with this idea of trading psychology, you know, fear, anxiety, excitement, euphoria, all these sorts of things are in the mix. Okay, so we address these considerations every day in our live trading rooms, of course, and we're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course, be patient as well when needed. So let's get straight into it then. We'll bring up Forex Factory. Let's slide that across. And yesterday, durable goods orders were coming in pretty much in line with expectations. S&P composite year-on-year numbers, 6.6, again, very much in line with expectations. Richmond Manufacturing Index coming in a little bit weaker than anticipated. And consumer confidence, that was the big news event for yesterday, actually coming in a bit lower than was expected. We were expecting a little bit of a bounce off the previous number. We haven't really progressed to any great extent. Australian inflation seems to be sticky. Last time 3.4, coming in 3.4 again. We're expecting a little uptick. We didn't really get it. And now this morning, we're going to have some, in fact, very shortly, about 15 minutes, we'll have Spanish flash CPI year on years. Again, look at the previous 2.8, if I look at this chart here. So we, in terms of Spanish CPI numbers, we have been, there it is. Yeah, 1.9. We've been as low as 1.9. We've been up over 10, 11%, down to 1.9. So a complete reversal in Spanish inflation. We then bounce a little bit higher, and we're not really making the downside progress that we would have anticipated. Last time out, 2.8, and now we're looking at just sticking around 3%. So that'll be interesting in terms of, you know, what it's likely to suggest from other European countries, which are exposed to some of the same sort of stuff, and what the potential response will be from the ECB as a result. So today now, nothing of any major concern. We just got to keep an eye out for these FOMC members. Yesterday we had Catherine Mann from the Bank of England suggesting perhaps, you know, we can't cut rates as often as these central bankers are telling us. We had Cook the previous day on Monday saying something very similar. We've got to be careful that we don't cut too soon. That's all in the melting pot, and the markets are sort of embracing that caution as we speak. So that's pretty much it. I did mention on Friday, we've got bank holidays all across the board on Friday and Monday. And by the way, we are going to take a long weekend off for Good Friday and also Easter Monday. We'll take a nice little break from these markets and we'll come back again refreshed on Tuesday. So bear that in mind. So it's this core PCE price index number. It's the Fed's chosen, or according to the Fed, the interest rate level that they prefer to focus their attentions on at the expense of CPI, which it's like cherry picking the better inflation number to base your decision making on. It could be a bit of a dangerous game, but it's something that that they are very vocal about. So we'll have to bear that in mind. And then as we close out the day, the last event of the whole week is to do with Jerome Powell. And I'm sure we'll hear about it. He's participating in a moderated discussion. And there'll be questions asked of him. So I'm sure those questions are going to be somewhat challenging in and around inflation and rate cutting and things like that. So yeah, an explosive Friday, actually, you know, late day moves. So the question is, where are we at now and where are the opportunities and how do we trade them? So looking at the charts then, just from a technical perspective, we'll have a look at the US indices. So yesterday, these markets were really trying to bounce, and they really kind of struggled to do that and then rolled back over to the downside. Same situation for the NASDAQ. What we did see was higher highs, but also higher lows. So there's a bit of narrowing, there's a bit of consolidation in there, but it does look like this could end up rolling over to the downside on a short-term basis. We're not committed to excessive selling, but we do think that we can get a bit more downside movement between now and Friday afternoon. So again, just excessive higher highs, just a very incredible rally for an economy that's really not performing particularly well. We did get a good rally as well in the Nikkei. If you're sort of monitoring the news, just while we're looking at the Japanese story, the yen made it a technical new high. It's kind of bounced off that high now. We did see a technical new high in the dollar yen. So a lot of talk around the yen is the fact that if the yen starts to weaken aggressively, like it has been doing, and we get continuation with a weaker yen, you know, the Bank of Japan could step in with some, again, artificial buying to try and shift price. So there is concern that if these markets rally too much further, that the BOJ could step in and intervene. They've done it many times before. They'll probably do it again. So where are we at with the dollar? We were able to get into the euro dollar pure and simply as we were rallying to the upside. We said if this market started to reverse, roll over off the highs, turn bearish, break below the all the moving averages, as you can see in here. Let me zoom in a little bit more. Then that will be a condition in which we would like to sell this trade. We do have this sort of interest rate differential between the ECB, which may be able to cut rates a little bit earlier, versus the Fed, which we're not sure that they'll be able to cut rates at all, but it will be very dependent on the inflation numbers. Okay, so we have a downside view of the euro dollar, and you can see the indecision in the dollar. It's not blessed with any significant momentum. The dollar Swiss is the exception to that rule. So good strong rally, further upside expected, we're not a million miles away from taking profit up at these slightly higher levels. So let's see if we can get up there. The dollar elsewhere is not looking too impressive. So it's really hard to to position ourselves in this kind of price action. What we might do again is continue to look at the euro dollar to the downside below the 108.23. So we're only really inching lower. And again, we'll have a look at markets like the we'd expect a little bit more downside in the S&P as well. If we're able to get below the 52.04, I believe it is. Yeah, the 52.04. So the S&P 52.04. So we're only really inching lower, which is, it's really a consequence of the kind of the nervousness, the sentiment behind this market is a little bit tentative. It's a little bit nervous. And all we're doing is rolling over off the highs. So if we get a little bit more downside and then we get some consolidation down here and then we start to reverse, it might be an opportunity to actually start taking profits. But we haven't made much progress just yet. And we've got a bit of a window of opportunity perhaps between now and Friday lunchtime. So let's see if we get some further progress. Elsewhere, there's the potential for a few dollar type trades. Not too excited or enthusiastic to be getting into some of those trades. We've got a little bit of perhaps an opportunity with further weakness in the yen. Let's monitor the yen. And our bias is still to the upside for crude oil. We've just kind of rolled over. So we have our current stop loss, which is virtually breaking even on the trade, at a point at which we no longer want to be in this trade if prices do continue to roll over. If we see a structural failure trade to the downside, this is the price that we want to be out. Now, we are holding above $80, which is actually what we want to see. And as long as that's the case, we're quite happy to stick with it. Gold, we went on a bit of a round trip yesterday, a 3-hour rally versus a 3 or 4 hour reversal. So that V shape, not comfortable sort of buying the dollar just yet, but there is probably, more broadly speaking, more slightly longer term, there's probably plenty upside in gold. We just want the right market conditions. We don't want to have a risk on and a risk off trade playing out at the same time. Not too comfortable with that sort of type of dynamic. Okay, so S&P 500, we're looking for this to roll over again. We want to see a red candlestick. And if so, we'd be inching into hopefully decent profitable territory. Okay. All right, so look, the US Treasury markets, not really moving to any great extent. We've been hanging around that 4.6 level in the 2-year for quite some time. I think there is the desire to just sort of have a little bit of a pause, which I'm not really surprised after the quarter that we've had. So a little bit of up, a little bit of down, nothing really to get too excited about. And unfortunately, I think our trade plan is still the same. Potential risk off market conditions, we still think we could get that rollover in the S&P. We're in the S&P, we're in the euro dollar, we're in the dollar Swiss from last week, and we're also in crude oil as well from we've been in it now, I think the best part of a week or two. So we do have new levels. So the S&P 500 looking to sell below the 52.04. So we're not making that much progress lower than the 23, the 08.23. And we want to keep all options open, all other options open. We're going to have a good look at the yen today, see if there's a decent opportunity there. See if the other equity markets join the rollover to the downside. It's not obvious that we will see that move just yet, but this is our trade plan. And I think closing out the month as well and the quarter is not perhaps a bad idea, just purely the fact that we've had such a kind of an outsized response to these current market conditions. So we may very well fizzle out. We'll have to wait and see. And I'm sure Friday is going to be really quite eventful for these markets as well. So we'll see how this this calendar month ends. All right. So look, that's our trade plan. We're still looking for potential risk-off market conditions. That's weaker US indices. The S&P looking to sell below the 52.04. The Eurodollar looking to sell below the 08.23. And we want to keep all of our options open, really. So that's pretty much where we're at. Just posted out there into the chat box. The narratives driving market sentiment, a little bit unclear. We don't really have the clarity that we would ordinarily like. When we trade financial markets, the correlations are kind of, the normal correlations are not really in play. They've been somewhat distorted. So that, of course, impacts these overall narratives. Okay, so on that note, guys, thanks so much for joining us. We'll wrap it up there. If you are interested in learning how to trade the financial markets, you can access one of our discounted live trading and education bundles on our website. Starts from just $59 per calendar month. For more information, just go to thelivetrader.com. Right, great stuff, guys. On that note, listen, take care. And we'll see you in the other room now in just a few minutes. So we'll speak to you shortly. Take care. Bye for now.